It's an extremely cold winter's day here in Union Square, but there are still plenty of people who have come out to visit the gift box. Let me describe what it looks like. It's around 10 feet or 3 meters tall and is, well, the shape of an oversized gift box. It's wrapped in blue paper and comes with a red ribbon. What's inside is an interactive exhibit which is intended to educate the public and inspire people to take action against trafficking in people. I'm joined by Rita Fishman, who is from the NGO Committee to Stop Trafficking in Persons. Can you describe in a little more detail what the exhibition is about?
The idea was developed in London by Stop the Traffic, and their whole idea was to present the sense of what a trafficked person goes through when they are given an idea and they're shown something and they are then duped into entering this world of trafficking after being promised all sorts of wonderful opportunities. And when you look at the gift box, it's so beautiful on the outside, and yet, wham, it hits you right in the face and you are trapped again in slavery.
Because inside there are pictures of women behind bars.
And stories, actual stories of traffic victims who are survivors, happily.
Can you sum up in just a few words, and I know this is very difficult, what it's like to be a trafficked person?
I can only liken it to something that maybe we all go through, in being shocked or disappointed when we've been promised something and we so look forward to the opportunity, a new job or something that's going to be great, and then it turns out to be nothing but terrible. If you can imagine that, a million times worse, being trapped in a situation you cannot get out of, that's the way I would describe trafficking.
Can you tell me why you're doing it here and now in New York?
Next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday.
That's the American football championship.
That is the big deal American football championship taking place in New Jersey. And it has been suggested that there is an increase in the possibility of trafficking around the Super Bowl and sporting events in general. And so it was suggested that this would be an important time to raise consciousness and awareness about the issue.
And what's been the reaction from people who've been looking at the exhibit?
Some of them are surprised, can't believe that it's possible that trafficking actually exists in New York City or in New Jersey or anywhere in areas that they live in, and think of it as something that happens on the other side of the world. But now, with what they have seen here, they've learned and read the stories, talked to our volunteers. They are somehow ready to listen and hear, and that's what we're hoping will happen.
Do these exhibits make a real difference?
Absolutely. Stop the Traffic started this at the London Olympics, and it is going to be at the World Cup. We know we have gotten many requests to bring this around the country to various other states. So it's a wonderful tool, and we hope we'll make a tremendous difference in everyone's awareness of the issue of trafficking.
The exhibit will be here through Super Bowl Sunday, that's Sunday the 2nd of February. They're expecting many more people to come. This is Daniel Dickinson in Union Square in Manhattan.